This is KAYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Chosen my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy, holy name. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is likened unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you continue to count us worthy of your calling and fulfill all the good pleasures of your goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and we in him, according to the grace of you, God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible says, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And surely is a blessing to be able to come to you in the name of the Lord. As always, first I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh, yes, we give thanks for you this morning. The few of you that are tuned in, whether it be by internet or radio, for the Bible says that many are called, but only a few are chosen. The whole world is called, but only a few will be accepted to enter into this true hiding place. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be hid in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be hid in the Lord. Oh, a lot of things are going on, but hid in him is just rest. A lot of things are happening, but we have nothing to fear. Hid in him, everything is going to be all right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As usual, if you have your Bibles and you would like to follow along, Luke chapter 23 today, the Holy Spirit once again will make an attempt to draw you out of the darkness of religion, draw you from man's way to salvation, to that glorious gospel of the kingdom, that great light of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Luke chapter 23, 23rd chapter of Luke, starting here at the 32nd verse, and the word of the Lord says, and there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them, deriding him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offered him vinegar, and saying, if thou be king of the Jews, save thyself. And his description also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which was hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You know, I doubt that that old malefactor understood really what was going down with him, that his simple faith with Jesus on the cross, I doubt if he understood that just believing in Jesus and a death of self with Christ on the cross would reward him the promise of being with Jesus forevermore. Oh, good God Almighty. I doubt if he truly understood that just believing in Jesus, a simple faith, believing in Jesus and dying with him on the cross, rewarded him the opportunity to be with our hope of glory and with us forevermore. The cross. And death there with Christ is where your faith has to be, and it's the only place your faith must be to gain total victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the result of which is holiness. And without holiness, no man will see the Lord. You know, seeing so many Christians falling into sin and being lured into sleeplessness and slothfulness, not caring about the Great Commission anymore, we can't help but wonder if they will ever realize that their falling into sin has everything to do with the false doctrine that divert the focus of their faith to anything other than the cross and a death of self there with Christ. The gospel of the kingdom is that we must lose our sin nature life by the faith in our death with Christ on the cross in order to gain his sinless, resurrected, eternal life, salvation in us. See, this is the gospel that Jesus preached. We're not talking about the gospel of the kingdom that you hear on radios and internet and on the TV. We're talking about the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached. He said unto them all, if any man come after me, if any man come after salvation, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life in this sin nature shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. You see, the Bible tells us in John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13, the Spirit of the Lord says, and Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now, we're talking about God here. You know, no doubt Jesus knew that I'm going to come unto my own and preach this gospel to them. But yet I also know they will not believe it. I also know they will not receive it. I also know that many of them will reject it. But yet and still, the Bible said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But yet he came unto his own. But the Bible tells us, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 shares some truth with us that's also connected with him coming to his own and his own receiving him not. The Spirit of the Lord said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Holy Spirit also tells us, but if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal, forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. You see, there's a connection to hearing and believing the gospel of the kingdom. You see, our faith must not be in anything but our death with Jesus Christ on the cross. If we put our faith in praying or fasting or Bible study or denomination or religion or water baptism or positive thinking or faith confession or communion or wisdom of the word, et cetera, for our victory, then we have made the cross of Christ of none effect, and we have canceled any victory afforded to us through the cross. See, the other male factor on the cross with Jesus, his fate was in coming down from the cross. He just wanted to get down and get on back with his homies and get back into sin or go to the casino. You know, he was just concerned about coming down. He didn't have faith to trust in Jesus and die with Jesus. And therefore, he lost his soul. The power of the resurrected life of Christ being lived out through us can only be granted to us by the Holy Spirit if our faith is exclusively in our baptism of death with Jesus Christ on the cross. The only thing sinners saved by grace can boast or glory in is that we are crucified dead with Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 says, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. If anything that we do that we are putting our faith in seems to be working for us now, it is only because that misdirected faith has not yet been tested. And it is due to God's sovereign grace covering us in our ignorance. But once we hear the message of the cross, once we hear the gospel of the kingdom, we have no more covering for our ignorance. And God then commands our repentance and a return of our faith to the cross. If we do not respond to the one true gospel of the kingdom,